It's a scandal. A government employee entrusted with protecting justice is caught in an affair when the employer uncovers explicit electronic communications between the man and his mistress. No, I'm not talking about General Petraeus. I'm talking about Sergeant Jeff Kwan, a SWAT team member in Ontario, California. Kwan took his dispute all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Like the Petraeus scandal, the Kwan case helps illustrate some of the current limits of electronic privacy law, but the Kwan case involves far fewer characters. The Ontario Police Department in California issued pagers to SWAT team members, and Kwan used his pager to send explicit text messages to both his wife and his mistress. This was uncovered when the department audited the messages while evaluating whether they should increase the monthly messaging allowance. Because the police department is a state actor, this implicates the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which imposes a warrant requirement for a search. It also implicates the Federal Stored Communications Act, the SCA, which sets out requirements that must be followed when the government seeks to obtain the content of private communications. The U.S. Supreme Court resolved only the Fourth Amendment issue by concluding that the administrative justifications were sufficient to allow the police department to review Kwan's messages without a warrant. Kwan's case had been first decided by the Ninth Circuit on the West Coast. The Ninth Circuit's approach to the SCA stands because the Supreme Court did not review that part of the case. However, the Ninth Circuit takes an approach that is more protective of electronic privacy than many other U.S. jurisdictions. And finally, consider the Petraeus scandal. There, the emergency exception of the SCA could potentially justify intrusion into the private emails of unidentified persons who have detailed knowledge of the public whereabouts of high-ranking government officials. Additionally, the way Petraeus and Broadwell communicated might be less protected because they saved emails in the draft folder of the same email account instead of actually sending emails, potentially making it more like a file storage system than a communication tool under the traditional understanding of the SCA. The SCA was enacted over 25 years ago in part to fill in perceived gaps in the Fourth Amendment protections of electronic communications. But electronic privacy cases over the last decade make it abundantly clear that the SCA is woefully outdated. Congress is currently considering an overhaul of electronic privacy law. Senator Leahy has drafted a detailed amendment to the SCA. Currently, most information can be obtained with a subpoena or court order, with the exception of emails that are less than 180 days old, for which the government must obtain a warrant. Senator Leahy's amendments would make getting a search warrant the default rule instead of the exception by eliminating the 180-day rule, abolishing the current arbitrary distinction between whether a service is an electronic communication service or a remote computing service, and limiting the use of subpoenas to basic account-related information like the subscriber's name and address. Law enforcement officials are concerned that this will hinder investigations, especially into time-sensitive crimes like child abductions. But adding greater protections for average citizens need not limit the effectiveness of law enforcement. The existing exceptions allowing disclosure by service providers already include things like disclosure to the National Center for Missing or Exploited Children, and the Leahy amendments do not change any of these exceptions. Many people probably favor the requirement of a warrant before the government pokes around in their Gmail or Hotmail accounts. Regardless of whether you think that electronic privacy should be limited or strengthened, it is clear that these issues keep coming to the fore and need some legislative attention. I'm Jay Kasin.